Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And we are looking at strong solo careers that followed strong band careers. Greg, you know, obviously there are some huge names here. We mentioned one up top, Paul McCartney, really all of the Beatles. Michael Jackson, right? Started out with the Jackson 5. We tried to dig a little deeper. I tried to avoid Neil Young. I could have talked about Brian Eno, post-Roxy Music, Wire's Colin Newman. I love that solo career. We were trying to pick some stuff that we haven't talked about and that went a little deeper. What's your next solo pick?
Jim, I'm going to go with Jenny Lewis from the band Rilo Kiley. Her solo debut came out in 2006. Rabbit Fur Coat was the name of that record. It came out at a time when Rilo Kiley, the band out of Los Angeles that she formed in the 90s with her songwriting partner Blake Sennett, was really on the ascent. They had just signed to a major label. They'd come out with their biggest album so far. They were playing a prime spot at the Coachella Festival in 2005. And then she was approached, Jenny Lewis was approached by her friend Connor Oberst and said, hey, make a solo record for my label. And what she referenced and what I really love about this record, I think, is that she went back to a record from her childhood, a record that she and her mother used to listen to a lot while she was growing up in California. Laura Nyro's record with LaBelle, Gonna Take a Miracle from 1971. It's one of my favorite records, and I think she channeled some of that country soul vibe, that intimate living room atmosphere. She recruited the Watson Twins to sing harmony vocals. She stripped down the arrangements, made some of her most personal music to that point, and here's a track from it. Rise Up With Fists from Jenny Lewis on Sound Opinions.
What are you changing? Think you're changing. You can't change things. We're all stuck in our ways. It's like trying to clean the ocean. What do you think you can drain it? Well, it was poison and dry long before you came. But you can wait.
Rise Up With Fists from Jenny Lewis's solo debut, Rabbit Fur Coat, 2006. Jim, what's one of your favorite solo records?
I'm going to talk, Greg, about Phil Manzanera. You know, I think our temptation initially was, when we were brainstorming each of us on our own, to name a bunch of band leaders, singers, songwriters who went on to good solo careers. You know, that's not the only kind of solo career out there, right? Especially in the progressive rock world. I was talking about Peter Gabriel earlier. Lots of progressive rock musicians have gone on to lengthy solo careers full of albums of instrumental music, them showing their virtuosity. Phil Manzanera, guitarist of Roxy Music, I think is a different story. This guy's life fascinates me. He was born in London to an English dad and a Colombian mom, and he was raised all over the Americas, Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, started playing acoustic guitar, Cuban folk songs when he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has brought a certain breadth of vision to all of his guitar solos and guitar sounds through the years. And he has gone on, outside of doing incredible work with Roxy Music, to play with artists as diverse as Steve Winwood and David Gilmour, John Cale, and Godley and Cream. That first solo album is really special, though. 1975, it's called Diamond Head. Everybody in Roxy Music, except for Brian Ferry, makes an appearance on it. That would include Brian Eno. I said I'd stay away from Eno. I'll stay away from Eno's own solo career. But he stopped by the studio and sang on this song called Big Day. And it's about, I don't really know what it's about. I think it's about dreaming you're on vacation in Peru. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful pop song. Phil Manzanera, Big Day, 1975 on Sound Opinions.
Taking our time before it's through, tossing our days in Oshu's sister. Think I'm returning to Peru. Wish that I never came here. They can't pronounce my name here. Everyone asks me where's Peru.
That is Big Day from Phil Manzanera, a great solo recording by an artist in a very well-known group, Roxy Music, doing some really good stuff that probably didn't get the commercial highlight it should have gotten, but certainly speaks to what a great artist Phil Manzanera is and what he brought to Roxy Music as a guitar player.
Last invoked on this show by Nick Mason talking about him mixing the final Pink Floyd record.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of great solo records and groups that created great solo artists, much like Roxy Music did, because Brian Ferry had a pretty fine solo career well out of Roxy Music, the Wu-Tang Clan in the 90s. You know, the debut record of the Wu-Tang Clan really was a landmark for East Coast hip-hop in the early 90s. And it was really not so much a group or a single MC that dominated that group. It was more like a collective. And I would say about a half dozen of the solo spin-off records from the Wu-Tang Clan we could have considered for this show as great examples of solo careers bouncing off of great groups. I mean, if you look at the solo debut by somebody like Genius or Method Man or Old Dirty Bastard even, you could have said, hey, those are really excellent examples of solo recordings. And Ghostface, I think, is my personal favorite. Ghostface Killa, as he was once known, has done at least two great solo recordings out of the Wu-Tang stable. Supreme Clientele in 2000, I think, was a marvelous solo recording, but my favorite is Fish Scale, which came out in 2006. I always loved Ghostface as an MC. I always thought of all the MCs in the Wu-Tang Clan. He had that mix of confidence, bravado, but also that skill. He would come at you hard. He had that booming voice, and it was just built to be rapping over these Dusty's beats, which he loved so much. He would use a lot of old-school soul samples. And on Fish Scale, he employed some great producers to give him those samples, Just Blaze, Pete Rock, Jay Dilla. But the work I really admire on this record in particular is the production by MF Doom, another great MC who did great production work on this record for Ghostface. The track I'm going to point to is kind of an anomaly in the Ghostface catalog because it's so weird. I mean, it's psychedelic, it's strange. It's got this Bobby Humphrey flute sample. You know, he manages to squeeze the Isley Brothers and SpongeBob SquarePants into the same line. I mean, two of my all-time favorites, right? It's this psychedelic vision compressed into a couple of minutes. It's Underwater from Ghostface on Sound Opinions.
Yo, hey, yo, I'm lost underwater. I see a pink door with a crystal handle, so I keep swimming, amazed that I'm not drowning. Butterflies took control when I arrived. I opened the door, no, I knocked first. I'm not on my turf. I seen a ray of lights that resemble live fireworks. Some mermaids with Halle Berry haircuts flashing their tail like follow me now. Don't be afraid, I'ma show you where all the gins and spirits pray. If you're scared to face this life, you should have stayed. So I kept on swimming, grabbed onto a fin to help me out. As we got close, I seen a boat all shot up with his anchor out. Then she asked me politely what I'm thinking about. I said nothing. She said nothing leaves nothing. If you feel me, I bet this'll bring that out. I seen rubies, diamonds, smothered under octopus, jellyfish, sharks, saw octopus, pocketbook, pearls on the mermaid girls, Gucci belts that they rock for no reason from a different world. Up ahead lies Noah's Ark, but that's waves away. You away to the right, that's one of our banging spots. She quoted, I took notice. SpongeBob in the Bentley coupe, banging the eyes like he spoke, backed up, then he passed me suit. Seen his chick eyeing me hard, he got vexed and smacked his boot. Took off, continued my travels. Seen a rock from the Titanic looking fat, and that was the damage. Then I seen something real big, sky blue and gold with white walls, behind a large city that was lost before Christ walked the walk. Upon the waters is so bright, every time we got close the mermaid held on tight. All I heard was Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahi Adaman Rahim, Allah scream that we heard from afar. Everyone's a lot of in the world's banging his minds, got crowded in with life that I can't explain. They said, sir, yes, I'm glad you came, greeted me with Qurans and Torahs.
Underwater by Ghostface Killa from the Fish Scale album. He'd previously been in the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, when we do these shows, Greg, we're each coming up with lists, and then we share them via email just so we don't repeat each other. I was so angry that you claimed that album first before I got to it. I just think, after this album, which is essentially about the culture of selling drugs, that's territory that is now so well covered, it never has to be covered again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a literary masterpiece about the drug life. I'm going in a different direction. I need to talk about Chaka Khan. I don't think we've talked about Chaka Khan on this show enough. And she is just an amazing woman, a great vocalist. Chicago-born, her big claim to fame early on was as a member of the funk band Rufus, where she was dubbed the Queen of Funk. That band lasted a couple of years for her, and then she went off on a solo career. It was kind of a slow build. You know, huge hit early on with the disco crossover, I'm Every Woman. But, you know, a deep, deep catalog. And I think one thing that testifies to a solo artist's success is the people who come in to work with them. I'm going to play a track from her sixth solo album, I Feel For You, the title track. This is a song that was originally written and recorded by Prince. It's also been covered by the Pointer Sisters, Mary Wells. Prince says, you know, Chaka owned it. All right, he's a huge Chaka Khan fan. Stevie Wonder stops by just to play harmonica, and Grandmaster Melly Mel does the raps. Okay, when you got friends like that, you know you got something going on. It's all Chaka, though. You know, that voice is amazing. Her presence is amazing. I Feel For You, Chaka Khan from 1984 on Sound Opinions. That is I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. When we come back, we'll divulge our final picks for some of our favorite artists who went solo. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.